Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Beautiful photograph on the front of the Irish Independent of Deer enjoying the snow in the Wicklow Mountains yesterday. The mountains getting an early taste of the cold snap with a snowfall captured in Capure. Lovely photograph there. The Indo says, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Arctic blast sweeps in. Ireland braced for its first Arctic blast as temperatures could plummet to -5 degrees Celsius, while a status orange warning is in place for 6 counties today. Just looking online, Mayo got battered with snow and it wasn't in one of the orange areas, but Mayo seems to have bore the brunt of the snow. Also some snowfall in Galway and Roscommon. If you're wondering in the east of the country what it's like, if you haven't looked out your window, I woke up this morning, there's no frost, there's no ice, there's no snow. Kind of mild out there. It's about 2 or 3 degrees. So certainly the Nace area is fine and the Dublin area is fine. But obviously people are travelling to different places where there may be snowfall and ice and black ice, of course, as well. So not too bad around here, but certainly in the west of the country, they've bore the brunt so far. Main story on the front of the Irish Independent. House prices are unlikely to fall in the short term. Despite all the election promises, experts have warned. New figures show the cost of an average home jumped 10% in the year to September. Independent economist Austin Hughes says house price inflation was unlikely to ease off much anytime soon. So if you're waiting for house prices to come down, you're going to have to keep waiting, it would seem. Irish Daily Mail, step up to the plate on debate, Taoiseach. Voters are being left shortchanged with only one three-way leaders' election debate on TV after Fine Gael blamed logistics as to why Simon Harris couldn't take part in a planned showdown. But we should tell you, of course, Taoiseach Simon Harris is going to be on News Talk Breakfast this morning. So you'll hear him grilled by Shane and Kira about the election campaign. But there's talk that there should be another three-way leaders' debate because people want to hear from whoever is going to be Taoiseach. Will it be Simon Harris, Micheál Martin or Mary Lou MacDonald? Read more about that on the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Times on the front page tells us that Fine Gael's Pascal Donoghue had a dinner with Michael O'Leary in February 2022. The Irish Times tells us that the dinner was a private and previously undisclosed meal at an upmarket Dublin restaurant. Now, a spokesperson for Pascal Donoghue says it was a private dinner and no business matters were discussed. I don't know what they talked about, but apparently they didn't talk business or politics. Neither were matters of policy or regulation. Now, the meal wasn't in the minister's diary, because that is to log official events. But anyway, the Irish Times has the details. Pascal Donoghue went for dinner with Michael O'Leary and they didn't discuss business at all. The dinner took place in Delahunt, which is a fashionable restaurant in Dublin too. And someone else was at the dinner too, and we're not told who it is. The dinner was attended by another person, an unnamed person. We will not comment on who this is, respecting the privacy of the person in question, according to Pascal Donoghue's spokeswoman. Now, the Irish Daily Star, that's riot. A yob is how the man is described. A yob was jailed for 6 years yesterday for torching a Garda car and attacking a migrant centre in the Dublin riots. And then we have the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mirror going at the funeral of Liam Payne. So a photograph on the front of the Sun of Cheryl Cole, Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson, Zayn Malik and Niall Horan all at the funeral yesterday. And the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, farewell Liam. It took just one word to sum up the depth of sorrow at Liam Payne's funeral. Daddy, 7-year-old son Bear's floral arrangement was the most powerful of yesterday's tributes to Liam, who died aged 31 last month. And of course, Cheryl Tweedy is the mother of Liam Payne's son, Bear. Now, inside the papers, back to the election for a second, the Irish Daily Star reminds us that there are some celebrities running in the election. TV stars Gráinne Shóiga and Alison Cumann, artist Kevin Sharkey and gangland figure Jerry the Monk Hutch are among the celebrity candidates in the upcoming general election. And the paper is reminding us that it's not uncommon for famous faces to turn into politics. because look across the water at Donald Trump. So they go through all the different candidates there. Gráinne Shóiga is contesting Galway West. Also, we have Alison Cumann, who is running in Louth, born and raised in Drogheda. And they remind us of the painter Kevin Sharkey, who's a worldwide known painter Kevin Sharkey. So, From Dáil Walks of Life is the headline in the Star. Interesting bit of research in the Irish Times this morning. People who have primary school as their highest educational qualification are 11 times more likely to smoke compared with those who have postgraduate degrees. This is new research from the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. It's a new study looking at socioeconomic inequalities in smoking rates. So 20% of people who didn't go further than primary school smoked every day, compared to 5% of postgraduates, making them 11 times more likely to take up the habit. So if you're a graduate, you're far less likely to smoke. Mind you, I know plenty of people who went to college who smoke, among other things, but that's the new research from the Royal College of Surgeons. The Sun is objectifying men by telling us that Roy Keane has been named as the least attractive soccer pundit. This is a new research out by Footy Accumulators, which used a beauty scanner tool, and they found that Roy Keane is the least attractive soccer pundit. Not all bad news for Ireland, though, because Shay Given is the fifth most attractive pundit, apparently. He's regularly on the BBC, very popular among viewers. Peter Crouch led the way, number one. He's the most attractive soccer pundit, followed by Ali McCoist, Michael Dawson and Mark Chapman. There you go. That's in The Sun. And final story in the Times of London. They're talking about the Lidl middle aisle, which a lot of people love. I only bought an ice maker there recently. Absolutely love it. And they say, men, if you've ever found yourself drawn to the middle aisle in Lidl and end up buying some obscure gadget or power tool, well, you're not alone, because the boss of Lidl has revealed that the unusual stock it offers in the middle of the shops has a big male following. I suspect now at this stage that Lidl is buying the products in for the middle aisle, the products that are geared towards men, probably. And the head of Lidl in the UK says he has seen some really interesting shopping habits in the aisle, and he often sees heated discussions between couples after a man had become intrigued by a gadget or two. So as big male following there. We often get partners at odds with each other because men have disappeared up the aisle and are buying things they may already have. More about that in the Times of London. Those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.